Cycle of Lives, 15 people's stories, 5,000 miles, and a journey through the emotional chaos of cancer. By David Rickman. River Grove Books. Foreword by H. Lee Moffitt. I know cancer. I have looked it in the eye. I have rallied the troops to fight back, and I have seen an army assemble. In the 1970s and early 1980s, I was a member of the Florida House of Representatives. During those years when I served in the legislature and as Speaker of the House, I lost several dear friends to cancer. Joseph Lumia, Judy Barnett, George Edgecombe, to name a few. After going through my own battle with cancer and knowing of too many friends and colleagues who continued to face this relentless disease, I realized there was a great need for a research-based cancer center in Florida. Once committed to taking action, I knew one of my most important works in life was to do everything I could to contribute to the care and cure of those afflicted with cancer and end this beast. Enough was enough. I was able to secure $70 million from the legislature, which came primarily from the state of Florida's cigarette tax, for construction of a cancer center. In October of 1986, 3 years after its groundbreaking, the H. Lee Moffitt Cancer Center and Research Institute officially opened. Since then, I have been humbled to stand with countless brave and hopeful cancer survivors, the brightest researchers and doctors, caring families and loved ones, and so many more who have found themselves by choice or by fate in the midst of fighting this disease. Today, Moffitt Cancer Center consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally recognized cancer hospitals and the only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center based in Florida, is not only dedicated to treating cancer patients, but just as importantly, we are tirelessly dedicated to research in hopes of finding a cure. I met David Richman and learned of his book on bringing together the many emotional aspects of the cancer experience through a mutual friend. Karen was going through her second battle with cancer. First, she beat thyroid cancer, and then she encountered triple negative breast cancer, all before she was 40. During her recovery, Karen and I had the opportunity to walk the halls of the state legislature together, the same halls where I had served more than 30 years before. I thought of old friends, how impactful cancer had been on our lives, and how much Moffitt Cancer Center had grown. Together, Karen and I met with the governor to discuss the cancer center, our goals, our needs, our impact on the community, and our dedication to serving those afflicted with cancer. I noticed right away that Karen had the same drive as me to fight the battle. I have come to know that once affected, so many good people join our army and engage in this mission to do what we can to make a difference. This book describes the emotional aspects of the cancer experience as told from different viewpoints, those of survivors, of caretakers, of doctors. The stories contained within will touch you with their humanity, trueness, and insight into the human experience. This book will help you understand the deep emotional trauma that cancer can cause while showing you the optimism, hope, and courage that so many bring to their experience. When I walk through Moffitt Cancer Center, I see cancer in its most in-your-face way, and I am witness to the battles that are being waged. I see the doctors and nurses and technicians and researchers who are fighting every day for our patients. I see the emotion, the dedication, the compassion, and the unity of purpose that defines the Moffitt culture, and I am inspired and hopeful. When I look back on how far we have come in the fight against cancer, and when I attempt to measure the ways in which Moffitt Cancer Center has touched so many families and patients with cancer, I know the battle will be won. If cancer has touched your life, or the life of a loved one or friend, or if cancer has inspired you in your calling to dedicate your life to fighting back, this book will open your eyes to the emotional journeys we all find ourselves facing. H. Lee Moffitt, founder and namesake of Moffitt Cancer Center.